This is Chris Redgrave for Zions Bank speaking on business. When you're a nurse, one thing is always a part of your world, the desire to help make life better for people who need your help. And that's what brought Jolene Huber to the healthcare industry in the first place. For years, as everything from an ICU nurse to the ER throughout the Salt Lake Valley and from coast to coast as a travel nurse, one thing has always helped make Jolene smile, and that's helping people. That's why she joined Caregiver Support Network 8 years ago. She became an owner, and a few months ago, welcomed Chris Ann Woods. Together, they bought out the other partners. Chris Ann is a physical therapist assistant and started with the company 8 years ago. She quickly proved her value to the company and the community when she discovered a knack for this type of business. Today, Caregiver Support Network is a full-service agency providing home health, hospice, and personal care. But they're best known for their concierge service, where they provide pretty much any service needed to care for loved ones at home. Business is strong, and they serve between 400 and 500 patients across the Wasatch Front. This is a diverse group, with the oldest patient 106 years old and the youngest 17. But it doesn't stop there. An important part of the business right now is the dementia care, one of the fastest growing medical conditions in the U.S. Another important part of what they do is stay on top of all the new regulations to help clients understand the laws and their rights. Caregiver Support Network now has over 140 employees, yet each patient is handled with one-on-one care. That means a social worker is assigned to help connect them with all benefits and community resources that they're entitled to. It's one part of how, in such a competitive field, they manage to stay on top. To that end, Health Insight has recognized Caregiver Support Network for the quality of care every year since 2006, and they've been named Best Estate since 2008. For Zions Bank, I'm Chris Redgrave, speaking on business.